Wake Up Tri-County is live from our Save-A-Lot studio. I'm Sean Kernan, and joining us live in the studio, Dr. Chris Sullins. Good morning.
Morning, Sean. Thanks for having me on the radio this morning.
Let's talk about last night's meeting. You had a lot of special guests last night.
Yes, you know, and that's probably, you know, the highlight of any board meeting when we're able to honor our students and our student athletes for doing outstanding work, outstanding service, outstanding dedication. You know, we started in the area of service with our Kewaunee High School Key Club, which is led by advisor Amy Myler and our Kiwanis advisor, Mrs. Pam Johnson. They both do a phenomenal job with our students. Our students were recognized in competition as a Platinum Division winner for the single service for what we call our Life Skills Prom that they host in Goods Gym. And, you know, we received also second place in the James Robert Hall Achievement Award for overall excellence in the areas of club administration, membership growth, leadership development, Kiwanis involvement, and most important, club service. And that's what Key Club has always been about, club service. And our students just do a wonderful job, our leadership, you know, with President Eleanor Burkhart, Vice President Avery Yepsen, you know, Secretary J.C. Hinton, Jillian Bennison, Taylor Van Winkle, and Marley Bates round out our leadership team at Key Club at Kewaunee High School. And again, just, they're kind of like our GI program. Every year, our Key Club just seems to reload, and just, you know, we'll miss all those, our president, vice president, you know, our statistical secretary, you know, our seniors, but we always seem to come back strong every year with a new group of kids that just are enthused about Key Club. And again, when looking across the street here at the Methodist Church, you know, a couple weeks ago we had the Pancake Day on Saturday breakfast, and it was just amazing how many of our Key Club students were there at 7 o'clock in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, even some of them ready to start helping out, serving pancakes all day. And so it's just a great compliment back to Mrs. Myler and her leadership since she has taken over the program for the last several years. And then we, speaking of group interpretation, you know, we did honor our group interpretation team as well. You know, this is it's the only sports only activity or sports program we have that's been to state competition 18 years in a row. And it would be 19, I'm confident, but we had COVID in there, and state competition got canceled right before COVID hit. Actually, it was before sectionals. And so everything at that time was just judged for individual accolades for individuals via a videotape performance that was sent into the state. But it's hard to believe that was just 4 years ago that happened with COVID. But, you know, this year, Tessa Mitchell, Bethany Van Wassenhove, Cooper Bates, Lauren Conley all received All-State Cast honors. And so, you know, to be able to have four individuals out of 13 on your team receive All-State Cast honors is just phenomenal. You know, I keep going to these state finals, and I'm just amazed that we don't make the finals, you know. So what happens is everybody that qualifies for state performs on a Friday, and they go through all 18 teams, and then they select the top 16, excuse me, top eight for the next day, which is the final round. And we haven't been quite able to get to that second day of competition on Saturday, but just so proud of our kids. You know, and those kids that I mentioned, you know, they're involved in other activities as well. You know, kind of common denominator with most of them have to do with they're involved in band or chorus, but they're also on the cheerleading squad. They're also on the track team. They're also on the cross country team. So those students, they do a lot. And they're in our our play performance, our fall play, or winter musical. And you know, it's just a highlight of our theater department there, kind of our crown jewel. And this year was kind of unique because there was a sectional competition that took place up in Sterling, Illinois, which that's where the state finals were this year, which is really nice, only an hour away. But for us to go to sectional competition, we had to go clear down south of St. Louis. So we took a 4.5 hour drive to St. Louis so we could win sectionals, just to come back an hour away for sectionals. I don't know if that was designed by the state to try and make it more difficult for us, a little more challenging, or they just didn't want us to wipe out the competition locally at sectionals. So that was a lot of fun. And Ms. Olati, you know, has been in charge of that program probably for the last 15 years and just done a phenomenal job each and every year. And I know it was special for her this year because she had her daughter Claire, who did receive all sectional cast honors, was in the performance this year, which was the Barbie performance. So a little disappointed from my perspective that the judges didn't see it through my eyes, that I thought we should have made the finals and probably been at least top three in state competition. And then we also, you know, honored Cooper Bates, who qualified for state competition last year. He was a medal winner this year, along with his coach, Zach Murphy, went to state competition down in Peoria. It's kind of nice to have that state competition a little bit local, and he performed very well. You know, Cooper was fighting off a terrible cold during sectionals. I'm surprised he didn't even lose his voice during competition during that week, and came back on a few meds and trying to heal himself, and didn't quite make it to the finals. Cool. He was close, didn't make it to the finals on Saturday, but again, very proud of him and all his accomplishments. I know his the comment was made about his dad's got a box at home that keeps all his awards in. I keep on telling his dad he's got to get a bigger box. He's got to get a bigger box because Cooper is going to be missed. He's going to head down to the University of Illinois. But, boy, what a great 4 years he's had at Kewaunee High School, and we've been blessed to have him here at Kewaunee High School for the last 4 years. And, of course, Brady Clark, you know, there's not a football game or a basketball game in the last 3 years, four years maybe, even in freshman year, where his name has not been mentioned, yeah. You know, during not only during the game but after the game, and all the accolades that he's accumulated, being first team All-State in football and then named All-State honorable mention team, I believe it was, in basketball this year. Mm-hmm. You know, and just done an outstanding job, both in the on the athletic fields as well as in the academic classrooms. And you know, he's going to Illinois College next year to play basketball, and we wish him the best of luck. It's kind of neat, you know, it's a little bit not quite as close to be able to see him, but their competition is, you know, Monmouth, Knox, some local schools around here. So hopefully we'll get a chance to be able to watch him in action for the next 4 years as he competes for Illinois College. And, you know, he definitely leaves big shoes to fill for both the football team, the basketball team. And this year, you know, Brady Clark, just an all-around great athlete, great kid. He's playing baseball this year, too. So when the weather changes, I think it's for the best here after today, we should all get out to the baseball diamonds and support our teams out there. And, of course, you know, Alex Dorte and Jamal Lazenby, you know, both qualified as state wrestlers with state wrestling. And with Alex Dorte picking up a medal this year. And that's really neat to see a junior who medals in state wrestling, mm-hmm. in a 215-pound weight class. And so we look forward to both of them, Jamal, graduates this year, but Alex next year to see. I know he's got his eye on a state title. That's always been his goal since he's been in junior high wrestling for our junior high program at Central. And, you know, he's just a hard worker, and it's going to be neat to see him. We'll start off next year on the football field and going into wrestling, and, you know, just a nice reward for him for all his hard work and effort that he puts in. And, of course, Charlie Eads was recognized for the first Kewaunee High School wrestling coach to have over 200 wins. And, you know, Charlie's just a great, great individual, great coach, great teacher. You know, he teaches everything from a computer class at Kewaunee High School to health class to PE class throughout the day, and just has a great rapport with our students. And that just shows how he's always able to field full teams out for wrestling. You know, a lot of times anymore in athletics, it's hard to get kids out. You know, there's mm-hmm. always so many different options, and everybody, and then there's the other side is the kids that they don't want to stay home, but they want to specialize in some other sport.
Yeah.
You know, but they don't always put that effort into it like they should be, lifting weights or working out, things like that in the off season. And Charlie's able to get those kids out coming off of, you know, football season, and does a great job with those individuals. And the last one that we honored was it was our first what we call so at the high school level, you have IHSA, Illinois High School Association, and then you have the Illinois Elementary Association, IESA, and we honored our first state wrestler, state champion wrestler, which was Ace LaFollette at the 155-pound weight class. So he finished first up in DeKalb where the state competition was held, and just a great kid as well. You know, coming in, going to be a freshman next year. You know, obviously we have high as a fan, high expectations for him. Mm-hmm. But I also know he has high expectations for himself. And it's just really neat to see him be crowned our first IESA state wrestling champion. And hopefully he's the first of many in the future. So,
well, sticking with that sports theme, you named a new high school basketball coach last night.
Yes, we named, after Coach Clark resigned at the end of this year to follow his son for the next 4 years, we hired Dayton Ince as his replacement. Dayton's a Kewaunee High School graduate. After at Kewaunee High School, played football, basketball, as well as baseball. He's a catcher. And then went to Monmouth and caught on the Monmouth baseball team for 4 years. So Dayton's been involved in our program after graduating from college. And last year he was our sophomore coach, and we had a great successful season like we were the varsity. It kind of carried down varsity, sophomore, freshman. We had all of them had great seasons, and you know, we wish him nothing but the best. It's always nice to, when you have a local graduate who wants to come back, you know, wants to stay in this area. Mm-hmm. And so that's always neat to see.
And the consistency as well for the sophomores moving up to the varsity team to have their head coach with them. That can only be a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, being following under Coach Clark and Coach Henniger for the last year as sophomore coach, you know, be able to see what skill sets they have and game plans and things of that nature, to be able to follow in their footsteps and develop his own path as he goes forward.
Anything else you'd like to mention?
You know, we just. It's that time of the year where you're kind of planning for the summer. And so, you know, we did accept a low bid at Irving School to have some asbestos abated. Actually, it's floor tile. And kind of a technical part of that, it's not the floor tile, it's got asbestos in it, it's the glue itself. Mm-hmm. So you have to go through a different method to be able to replace the floor tile in that building. And Sean was great about it. It's a 1930 building. And that floor tile for, you know, you think about this, has been 94 years old, that building now.
Yeah.
Wow. It's still in great shape, and this will just spruce up that building a little bit in about six of the rooms and two of the offices. We've already placed floor tile in several of the other buildings over the past summers, but this is a summer we want to attack more than a couple rooms at a time. And so, you know, we look forward to that taking place this summer. It's going to cause a little bit of effort on behalf of the teachers and sacrifice. We've always had, traditionally before COVID, summer school for Bell and for Irving was always at Irving. This year we're flipping it to Bell. And, you know, that's a combination of a couple things. Number one is so we can get in there and get some rooms clean before the asbestos crew gets in there in July, get the gym refinished. So that's all done. But it's also a reflection of the fact of all the things we've done over at Bell to be able to expand over there, including six classrooms, a library, some other host of academic rooms, a set of bathrooms, as well as our new gym that we have over there.
All right. Well, Dr. Sullins, thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for the great weather. Can you guarantee this all day? That's what I want to know, Sean.
Probably not, considering the forecast. All right, Dr. Sullins, thank you so much.